Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky State Fair working to include more exhibits from everyone in the Bluegrass State. Kentucky Venues Vice President of Communications Amanda Stormont says there are plenty of categories that you can enter.
31 entry departments, everything from cooking to antiques to livestock to photography. And those 31 departments are further divided into 7,000 total classes of competition. So there's really and truly something for everyone to enter. Whatever your talent, whatever your ability, whatever your interests are, there's something there for you.
Stormont says this year there'll be a new way to submit entries to the fair.
If you're going to have difficulty getting your entry to the fair, there are going to be 4 drop-off points throughout Kentucky, 2 in eastern Kentucky, 2 in western Kentucky, and you can drop off your entries, and they will make sure that that your entries get to the fair. So this is a brand new partnership this year with Department of Agriculture, with UK Extension offices, and with the state fairs.
She says after entering exhibits online, all you have to do is just drop your exhibits off at the location.
London, Quicksand, Paducah, and Hopkinsville are the 4 areas where you can drop off your entries. The important thing is, though, you need to go ahead and get your entries registered by the deadline, which is July 2nd.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Stormont says all general entries need to be completed by July 2nd.
That's the most comprehensive is the general. So if you enter, register your entry online by July 2nd, you can participate in the drop-off locations.
She says the new drop-off locations and some new classes will hopefully encourage more people to enter something in the state fair.
We issue about 5,000 blue ribbons annually, and there's a whole lot of ribbons to be had at the state fair this year. So we've got new classes that have been added in fine arts and crafts. We have a new class for distillery and brewery memorabilia. We've got a new special cooking contest. So there's just a whole lot of different things at the fair this year.
You can find more information at kystatefair.org.
I think if you will go to the State Fair website, you can take a look at the premium book and see all those different categories, and I'll guarantee you that you can find something that you could enter.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.